And you're listening to 1690 AM radio in Montreal.
I met her at an art show. She looked like Hallie. Walked to a loft show. I pissed in the alley and she didn't seem to mind.
For CGLO News, I'm Commandant of Conaden. The senior officials from Human Rights Watch have called out the Sri Lankan government's continued refusal to address wartime atrocities and ongoing abuses faced by Tamil victims on the 16th anniversary of the Tamil genocide. According to Meenachi Ganguly, Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch, the successive Sri Lankan governments have failed to launch any credible accountability process despite overwhelming evidence gathered by the UN and human rights groups. Ganguly also noted that some Tamils had placed cautious hope in the presidency of Anuradhakumara Dissanayake, which has already faded. Dissanayake has opted to endorse failed mechanisms such as the Office on Missing Persons, the Office for Reparations, and the Office for National Unity and Reconciliation, which have been rejected by many victim families. On Tuesday, May 20, a collapse of a pit wall on a construction site in Blainville, Quebec, killed one worker and injured two others. Multiple vehicles that had been parked near the lip of the pit fell into it as the wall collapsed. Lieutenant Saratusingan of the Blainville Police said an investigation is underway to determine if anyone is criminally at fault for the death. According to the project's coordinator, CiscoMac's website, Liria was said to feature residential buildings, commercial spaces, and a hotel. On Thursday, May 22nd, the Canada Revenue Agency revealed that it is set to cut up to 280 jobs as part of a larger workforce adjustment. A media spokesperson said in a French-language email that the cuts primarily affect internal services and are focused on Ottawa and Gatineau. The media spokesperson adds that the agency's financial challenges are due to the end of funding for temporary programs, government-wide cost-saving initiatives, and a change in operational pressures. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
Hello. Good evening, everyone. My name's Sonam. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. And the show is Brave Little Emo Girl. Tonight, we have a nice episode after no episode last week. I'm sorry, I was ill. I don't know, you might still be able to hear it. Just pretend it's my natural voice. I don't know, use your imagination. We have a nice episode, kind of guitar focused, lots of new stuff, like pretty new stuff, and then some kind of new stuff. From a lot of different bands and, you know, some more mainstream stuff just because it's summer. I need to listen to my pop music. All right, let's get the show on the road with the first song, which is from the new Home Is Where album, Stand Up Special, the new album Hunting Season. It's very good. After that, we're going to have Cash Out by Fugazi. Happy rent increases to anyone who celebrates, I say sarcastically. And after that, we're going to have a little instrumental by Riker. So, strap in and enjoy.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello. Good evening. You are listening to CIRL.
The Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
I once had a dream that I was eating a peanut butter and tuna fish sandwich, and let me tell you something, it was delicious. So the next day, I decided to make that sandwich. And in real life, it is disgusting. It is a disgusting sandwich. And the reason I tell you this story, pick up the phone, just...
Hi, this is Dreamscapes, and we want to eat that disgusting sandwich because we're a show about dreams, and we don't think that dream sandwich is disgusting at all. You should be calling us to tell us about your dreams and your dream sandwiches. And if you do want to call in, the number's 514-848-7471. And we're on CJLO Mondays at 4 p.m. And we don't think your dream is weird at all. It sounds really good, actually.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Hi, hello. My name's Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl, and this Brave Little Emo Girl is having some technical difficulties with loading, but it's okay, don't worry about it. You just heard before the break, Descending by Riker. They're a Canadian band. I can't find out where they are because I didn't do my research very well, and because they're not super active anymore, I believe, but still great tune. Love a good build, a good instrumental, and you guys, I'm like, the episode tonight, almost all of the songs are like normal lengths. This rarely ever happens. They're all between like 2 and 4 minutes. There's one that's 6 minutes at the end, but like, don't worry about it. But guys, this never happens. I'm becoming an adult. I'm becoming reasonable with my song length. It's crazy. But no. Anyways, before that, we heard Cash Out by Fugazi. I have been listening to this song a lot. I don't know if anyone else cried after having to accept their rental increase or if that's just a me thing, but this whole automatic thing, don't really love it. And that line in there about the system being the most willing participants, it reminded me, there's a great Montreal journalist, his name is Isaac Peltz, and they've been doing this investigation into the housing crisis, and there's a great podcast that they've just started with one of their journalist partners. I believe they're at The Rover, which is a great publication in Montreal, and this is relevant to everyone in Canada. Housing crisis, big thing. And also, he's been doing an investigation into who, I believe, I'm not sure if it's at the federal level or if it's just the Quebecois government. There's more on his Instagram page. You should look at it. But it's basically an investigation and a documentation of which one of our political officials own property and are landlords, which may have something to do with some things. Not to get political, but, you know, I'm sure that most people who are listening to this have rented before in their lives, and it's still a relevant thing. Also, it's a great song. Love Fugazi. And before that, we had Stand Up Special by Home Is Where off their new album Hunting Season. Great album. I love this band. And that line about, you know, exploding. I've been exploding my whole life. Let's write that one down. Jot that one down in the memory real quick, because that is indeed facts. All right. Next up, we got a new Rocket song. I discovered Rocket for myself. Not for the whole world, but I discovered Rocket in the winter, and I played them after I found them, and I can't believe I've been doing this for like 2 whole seasons. That's crazy. I still feel like I don't know what I'm doing. Doesn't matter. New song, 1 million, Rocket. Excited to hear it. After that, we have Above Water by Elmer Flood, Canadian band, very good. Love that whole EP, Rabbit Season. Great. And after that, we have the new Alex G song, Afterlife, because what can I say? What can I say? All right, but let's get that going real quick. No more talking. Time for music.
Not the ending. telephone. The TV when my horse is kicking in.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. You're listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. And we just heard the new Alex G song, Afterlife. I'm sure that if you listen to a lot of college radio, you've definitely heard this already because, I don't know, we're all obsessed with this man, I guess. And so is everyone because all of his shows are all sold out. He added another Toronto one. Would love to go. Literally could not afford it if I tried. That's okay. I'm going to lots of great shows, and I've been going to lots of great shows. I mean, like 2 weeks ago, Danger Box played, had those guys over, pretty sure they got me sick, but you know what? Their van got impounded, so that's what you get. I'm kidding. Guys, I'm so concerned for them, and like they're doing amazing. You know, they're stuck in Toronto, and they're making this like an opportunity to do extra shows. I'm so impressed by their perseverance, their professionalism, and, you know, really wishing them luck. If anyone can help out, if you're in Toronto and you know like show promoters, or you have a floor to crash on, or you want to help them sell some merch, buy a shirt, let them know. I'll repost some stuff on the story on this show story, Brave Little Emo Girl, at Brave Little Emo Girl on Instagram. Would love it. However, you know, lots of stuff going on. I'm going to take photos at a show at Maison later this month. Was just there yesterday. I had my art in a little thing. And it was so wonderful to talk to so many different artists yesterday and see so much cool work. I really encourage people to go see what's up there right now. Go to a show. They've got amazing shows, amazing sound, amazing ambiance. It's an amazing house venue. You can't get better than that. Before the Alex G song, we heard Above Water by Elmer Flood. I found these guys a little while back. Love this EP. I love the combination of the twinkly guitars and the vocals, how aggressive they are. It's great. My kind of music. And before that, we had 1 Million by Rocket. Love that song. Love this band. Love their sound. Love their production. So punchy and like crisp. I'm using all the music buzzwords tonight, but forgive me. I'm a little frazzled. Let's keep it going. We're going to be listening to Rolling Down the Hill by Toothbrusher 2000. They're a Canadian band. I'm not sure where. I will look that up right now. Because it's important. It's important to know your local bands, important to know your like kind of connected bands, like the scenes that are connected to yours. And then important to know your national bands, to have some, I don't know, some kind of pride in that. After that, we have a song off of the new Psychedelic Porn Crumpets album. We have Quick Math. It was very shocking to like be listening to this psych rock album that sounds like I'm losing my mind, and there to be some like Midwest emo guitar riffs all on this. But you know what? I'm never disappointed by that. Will never be upset to be hearing that. Never. After that, we're gonna listen to the new-ish Anteater Eater single. I haven't played these guys on here yet, but they're great. They're great. Mutual friends. The new single, Let's Scare Jessica to Death. I'm so excited. All right. Without hesitation, let's get going. We got nothing to lose, nothing to wait for. Oh my goodness.
Thank you. watching my reflection in a big church window, and the sun, it's always setting, so I always take a photo. Now I'm rolling something down Grasshopper Hill, and it never stops rolling, it just never stops. And I've been getting up, getting drunk, meeting up at the neighborhood spot. Thank you.
Êtes-vous motivé à vous engager au sujet des enjeux de violence de partenaires intimes? Participez à l'Assemblée annuelle générale de Femmes Averties le 8 juin 2025 sur Zoom pour découvrir les divers projets nos survivantes et nos bénévoles ont dirigés cette année. Que ce soit des formations personnalisées avec des partenaires ou des projets communautaires engageants, on a hâte à partager avec le public nos recherches et ce qu'on a accompli. Pour s'inscrire à l'Assemblée générale annuelle, visitez notre site web www.womenaware.ca ou nos réseaux sociaux à womenaware.mtl. Femme avertie, par les survivantes pour les survivantes.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, Rance.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO 1690 AM, CJLO.com.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM, now with The Noise Hour.
Let me tell you, Bobby, there's nothing funny about these sounds.
Tired of listening to music your dad likes? Tune in to CJLO 1690 AM to find something that'll really shock him.
What you listening to, son?
Hello. I don't think you
You're
like
listening
it.
To well, CJLO 1690 AM.
I like this new generation of music. You are.
And that was the exact same thing again. Sorry about that. Having some technical difficulties I see tonight. Yeah, it's okay. It's a Monday in June, and yesterday it felt like October, actually. So forgive me for being a little frazzled. Sorry. Before the break, you heard Let's Scare Jessica to Death by Anteater Eater. Oh my gosh, I forgot how good these guys were. I don't know why. It should be criminal that I did that, but wow, that's a really, really catchy song. That's the kind of song I like to dance to. And like that hook, that riff, oh, so good. Before that, we had the Quick Math by Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, spelt Q-W-I-K-M-A-F-F. Those crazy Australians. I think they're Australian. Don't know how to spell. What's up with that? Just kidding. Oh, shout out Soph, my Australian friend. I miss her dearly. And before that, we had Rolling Down the Hill by Toothbrusher 2000. I didn't find where they were. But Canadian band and really good. Love the electronica always sprinkled in. Warms my heart. Speaking of hearts, this feels weirdly like important for me to share, but like I recertified my CPR course yesterday, redid my CPR course, and I think that is something that everyone should do. It's like CPR emergency situation. Can't remember what it's called, but I think that's something that everyone should do. I'm not sure which resources there are. Sometimes you have to pay, sometimes they offer them for free. I'm not sure if Concordia offers them, but it's something that I think is very useful for people to get, especially as the summer rolls around. Everything's getting hot, everyone's partying, it's going to be busy, or like, you know, you're going on vacation, you're in a foreign country. Like, just learning how to recognize like the signs of an emergency and like knowing kind of what to do more. I just think that's something that we can all do to help our fellow human and help ourselves be a little bit prepared. All right, it's coming the hour. You know, show's gonna end soon. So these last couple tracks, we've got Untitled 2 by Terry Green. They're, I believe, a Montreal band. And I literally just discovered them, and turns out they're gonna be playing some shows soon, which is exciting, I think. They're gonna be playing with Myland, amazing band. Gonna play them probably next week, hopefully. After that, we have Kindred Will by Telomel. I think they might also be a Montreal band. I know they're Canadian. After that, we have I Wish That I Was In Your Bed by Red Lenses. This is my homie Alex from Nanaimo, who is an amazing songwriter, and I can't believe I haven't played his stuff on the show before. This is also great Canadian music. And to end the night, we're going to have the new Wednesday single, Elderberry Wine, because of course I can't. It's I need my pop music in the summer, and I also am like a incredibly huge Wednesday fan. I believe that's all we'll have time for tonight. We might not even be able to get to the last song, but I hope everyone has had a good night. I hope that everyone's enjoyed this show. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl on CJLO 1690 AM. Always grateful for this show. Always grateful for you guys. Have a good night. Let me go. Let me go.
just want you to listen and not grace me to follow stupid selfish reasons for why I should be with someone. And I'm aware that they're all true, but we're not meant to be through. I feel like maybe I should die, if you know the feeling, don't you? Commercials at night.
Hi, this is Remy.